Okie dokie, good morning. Okie dokie.
Yahoo!
It's 6:39, Brock Hunter.
It's a me.
Just two clowns on in the morning. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of dumb clowns just here clowning it up.
Like I do have some clown pants that I like to wear. They're Nike sweatpants that are quite large. You, when I'm golfing the other
day. That's a real thing.
Like, you look like a clown.
You really do. You really do have a pair of clown pants. Okay. I expect as much.
And my legs are skinny, too, so
it's just got a lot
extra.
Of room. They got a
makes
lot
it
of room.
It
really,
extra
really
room.
Blows in the wind. Anyway, enough of Hunter's skinny legs and his clown pants. Folks, it's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of, man. Mm-hmm. Well, the Black Keys announced Patrick Carney teased last week is actually a new covers album from the band. Delta Cream comes out May 14th, and it features the duo getting back to their roots and playing bluesy material. They say on their fan club website, thelonelyboysandgirlsclub.com, that the project, quote, honors the music of Mississippi Hill Country Blues, R.L. Burnside, Junior Kimbrew, along with many others influenced the Black Keys. They also covers Rainey Burnett's Mississippi, Fred McDowell, Joseph Lee Williams is the other one on there. So, if you're a fan of the Black Keys, which you should be, unless you're dead inside, you can check that out. Again, that will drop on May 14th.
Nice.
Yeah, I love the Black Keys, dude.
Thank you, baby Jesus. Seriously, I love. When's the last time they released something?
I think it's been a handful of years now at this point. It wasn't that recently, but.
You know what's great about the Black Keys? It's like, you just know it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know it's going to be great. They just have that certain sound. Like, there's certain bands you're like, I hope they don't go this direction like they did. You know what I'm saying? Black Keys, you know what you get.
What's even more impressive that it's two guys. It's two guys making that much noise. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Just a guitar, drums, and vocals, and it's unbelievable. Every time.
It's one of those bands that I heard for the first time, and I listened. Like, the first song I heard from the Black Keys, my buddy was playing it on the beach years back. Black Keys have been around for a while.
Yeah.
And I heard it, and I'm like, what is this? It sounds old school. And he's like, no, it's not. It's a band called Black Keys. And I listened to him, like, religiously for, like, a month straight after that.
Yep.
And that kicked it off for me. And ever since a Black Keys song comes on or an album comes out, I perk up a little bit because I know it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's a banger every time. So look for that May 14th. Lastly, in your rock news, Mick Jagger has just released new songs featuring Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, titled Easy Sleazy. Great name. Jagger says, quote, I wanted to share this song that I wrote. Oh, actually, I got to do it in a British accent. I wanted to share this song that that was a terrible British accent. Anyway, I wanted to share this song that I wrote about coming out of lockdown with some much-needed optimism. Thank you to Dave Grohl for jumping on drums, bass, and guitar. It was a lot of fun working with you on this. Hope you all enjoy Easy Sleazy. So it sounds like Dave Grohl did the grunt, the brunt of this work. Yeah. adds Grohl, quote, it's hard to put into words what recording the song with Sir Mick means to me. It's beyond a dream come true. Just when I thought life couldn't get any crazier. And it's the song of summer without a doubt. Easy Sleazy is Jagger's third single in 5 years following England's Lost and Gotta Get a Grip in 2017. Again, that is out now. You can check it on his websites. You can check it on YouTube and everything like that. But, Mick Jagger, who's what, 70 years old, still putting music together? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's pretty cool, man. Yep. Still jamming.
All right. Well, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, April 14th, 1945, the legendary Ritchie Blackmore of Deep Purple and Rainbow was born in Weston-super-Mare, England. I don't know if I mess it up, but all right. For me, as a guitar player, okay, and when I say that, I am the bare bones basic guitar player, but Ritchie Blackmore is a guitar player's guitarist. And a lot of people see the frontmen of these bands, Deep Purple and Rainbow. You got some legendary frontmen. including the late, great Ronnie James Dio. But these bands wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Ritchie Blackmore. The guy is a guitar genius. And so if there's any youngsters out there or maybe someone who's just looking to pick up a guitar, take some time and listen to Ritchie Blackmore. Really break down, practice him. You will be a better guitarist for it. I guarantee it.
Inspired many late nights with Brock and his guitar around the bonfire, strumming for women.
You know what? Just because all the chicks are fawning over me around my guitar,
your long hair,
my love, a cherry.
Keep flicking off your eyeball. You know what you're trying to say? I know who you were.
I
had your sandals on.
My love, a chicken that had no bone. Then Hunter comes.
Oh my God, Brock!
Anyway, all right. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.